Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There is an interesting halacha, a very important halacha, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Lamed. There's a very short simon in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ayin Ches, which says, Mutter lechabos haner, you're allowed to extinguish the candle, b'shvil sheyishan hachole sheyesh bo sakana. You're allowed to put out the fire, or perhaps in our case, turn off the light, in order to benefit the chola, a person who is ill, dangerously ill, so that he or she could sleep. So the Ber Lacha on the spot has a very interesting point. He says, wait a second, why does it depend on whether or not, just across the board, so he could sleep? Maybe the Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana doesn't need to sleep. Maybe it should depend if the sleep is going to benefit his health, so then we should extinguish it. And if the sleep won't benefit his health, then we shouldn't turn it off. We can't just do malachas just because it's a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. There has to be a tzarech, there has to be a need. So how come the Mechaber says unequivocally, you could extinguish the candle, you could put out the light for a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, so he's allowed to sleep? So the Ber Lacha says very clearly, it must be Lanias Daiti, writes the Chafetz Chaim, that based on the Gemara, and based on the Shulchan Aruch, that chola, that a shena for chola, that sleep for a person who's ill, is important, it's essential, and therefore, since it makes him healthier, across the board, it's entirely permitted. And without the shena, bilti shena, without the sleep, says the Ber Lacha, it's very possible that without the sleep, the illness is going to get even worse. And for that reason, he says, you're allowed to, across the board, put out the light for a chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana so that he could sleep. What about a chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana? A person who's not dangerously ill, but he's a chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. A chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana is defined by a person who is he's bedridden. He can't get out of bed. He's not dangerously ill. A flu would be a great example, perhaps the coronavirus as well, that typically for a person who's healthy in the proper age, it's not going to kill a person, but it's going to make him in such a place where his whole body is in pain or needs to stay in bed to feel better. So that's a chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. Are you allowed to put out the light? Are you allowed to extinguish the candle so that a chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana could sleep properly? So here the Ber Lacha says, it depends. It depends what the doctor says. We have to ask the doctors, we can only ask the doctors of our time. So if a person has COVID-19, if the person has a flu, and you say to the doctor, listen, will the sleep help him get better? Will him staying up with the light on, will it affect his health? If he says it will affect his health, if the Rofe says, Ayidei Minyas Shena, by preventing sleep, by leaving the light on Shabbos for him, Yizgaber Lav Acholi Yoser, that the illness is going to get even stronger and worse, so then, Ef Shesh Yavo Ayidei Zel Yidei Sakana, the doctor will tell you that not only will it get worse, but it's going to be dangerous for him, so then, Gam Zeshari, then it's permitted. You're allowed to do certain malachas on Shabbos, if a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana will get worse, will then move into a place of a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, if there is such a chashash, you're allowed to do malach, and therefore you can turn off the light, you can extinguish the flame. So Allah HaMaisi can't paskin, depends on the situation, and it depends on the doctor. But what you see from here, how important it is, of course, saving the life, and even a person who's not dangerously ill, how you can even violate a certain malacha in order to preserve the health of the chola. Mirta Hashem, we shouldn't need this, but of course with Pesach, Yom Tov, and Shabbos around the corner, and so many people still ill, these are very, very important halachas to discuss with the doctors and to see what the proper protocol should be. Now, certainly, one should turn the light off before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if possible. This is, of course, all in a situation where this was left on and the individual has no other place to sleep other than that room. Then there's what to talk about in terms of turning off the light.